So, it is true that riding often is like riding a bike, which is what I'm doing right now. Sometimes the trail is all uphill. Sometimes it just feels that way, even though it's not so much. Other times, it is truly, truly an uphill climb. That's where I am right now. This is USA Today best-selling author Robert Cieszanek. And you are listening to the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. And I am slightly out of breath because I'm riding on the Ghost Town Trail in western Pennsylvania, well, central western Pennsylvania. I'm on the leg of the trail between Nantyglow, Pennsylvania. Yes, you heard that correctly. Nantyglow, two words. And Ebensburg, which is the county seat, Cambria County, which is where this trail, or most of this trail, much of this trail, resides. And as I said, I'm climbing uphill. It's a long stretch. It's only 6 miles, so I mean, really, not all that long. But it feels long, because it's all uphill. And again, this is much like riding. Sometimes it's just a long uphill trek, and you just feel like it's never gonna end. You're never gonna reach a destination. And yet, eventually, if you keep working hard enough, you come out somewhere at a higher elevation. Maybe you make a couple of stops along the way. That's most likely what you'll do, as you would do in riding a bike on a trail. But you make progress. Doesn't always feel that way. God, it doesn't feel that way sometimes. No matter how long you've been in the game, it can feel like you're making zero progress. But when you look back, or if you look at your odometer, as I am right now on the bike, you see the progress you have made. And it is no doubt, if you have applied yourself, significant, and it is something that should be a source of pride to you, a source of accomplishment, a source of motivation and inspiration to keep going the next leg, no matter how stinking uphill the climb may be, the ride may be. Sometimes you don't even realize it's going to be uphill. Like today, I knew what I was in for. This stretch from Nantyglow to Ebensburg of the Ghost Town Trail is all uphill in one direction. But the cool thing is, as with riding sometimes, the way back down is all downhill. That's the awesome thing. So sometimes you climb and climb and climb and sweat and puff and pant and exert yourself, and it seems like you're never gonna get there. And then, voila, you get, if not there, somewhere, and on the way back, you get a nice smooth downhill ride, and you get to relax and enjoy some of the fruits of your labors. Though truth be told, if you're like me, if you're a truly committed writer, it's not so much a labor as it is a joy. So, why am I out here recording the podcast with no doubt somewhat dubious audio conditions? I'm sure the recording isn't all that swell, though I do have a nice iPhone here, so who knows. Why am I doing this today? Well, as I've said in past editions of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, staying in shape is super hypercritical to every human being, and especially so For those of us of the sedentary variety, those of us who tend to spend our hours feeding our addiction and writing, sitting in a chair for hour after hour, making stuff up, committing our thoughts, visions, interpretations, dreams to the written word, to a fixed form that we will then transmit to others. So it is so critical, and I can't emphasize this to you enough, that you exercise, you get out when you can, get some form of exercise. And this in particular, I love riding a bike on a trail. We have these wonderful rails to trails here in this part of the country that are converted railroad beds laid with crushed limestone, and it goes through woods relatively uninterrupted areas of wooded land, which are just beautiful, and they are so perfect for relatively uninterrupted thought and pondering of your projects. So can't emphasize enough how important it is to get exercise, and this is one of the best forms of it. So, as promised, I reached the top of the trail. I made it to the top of the uphill, and lo and behold, I'm riding downhill now. So all that sweat and toil was, it all paid off with this wonderful downhill ride. If you can hear me over the airflow as I fly down this hill, it's a long hill, it's about 7 miles. But nevertheless, it feels good after all that climbing. Let me shift gears here, hold on. I had it in second gear riding up, well, not quite second, but now I've shifted it up. So anyway, this is much like the writer's journey. Though, I don't know if I should say that, because often it's just all uphill. Your downhills are just periodic dips. Periodic relaxations in the midst of just a lot of work. But again, it's all for the good of the dream, and therefore is worthwhile in the end. So let's talk about a few things here. As I'm out here on the trail, I wanted to, as I said, tell you how my feelings about exercise, how important it is. I try to get something in every single day. I try to exercise in some way, whether it's step aerobics or bike riding or running or swimming. Do something just about every day. I miss very few days. And, I would hope that you would take that to heart and do the same if you don't already. It's so important. If you're just sitting in that chair all the time, as we writers do. Also wanted to mention a couple of projects that I have underway right now. I have some books in some exciting ebook bundles right now. There's one called Past Crimes, and I have my novel, The Masked Family, is in that, and it's a really great story bundle, so check that out online. It's storybundle.com. It's only up for a limited amount of time, so by the time you listen to this, I don't know if it'll be there, but I hope you'll go take a look and see if it's there. And then there's also a Humble bundle of science fiction books, and one of my books is in that as well, Sci-Fi Motherlode, which is a collection of stories, which if you're listening to this podcast, after all this time especially, I'm pretty sure you're going to love that as well. So that's some of the stuff that I have going on, but there's also a really big project too. I want to tell you about that in a minute. So the big project is this. Over the years, I've written a number of stories, published as separate books, about a classic department store in the Johnstown, Pennsylvania area called Glosser Brothers. And Glosser Brothers has been out of business since 1989, but a lot of folks still remember it well. And it's symbolic of the great old classic department stores of yesterday. I've written a bunch of stories about this store, and also a history of the store titled Long Live Glossers. So if you love department stores, or just retail history, or just nostalgia in general, or Johnstown or Pennsylvania, any of that stuff, you're gonna, or my, just my writing, period, full stop, you're gonna love this book. I put together a collection of those stories, and it's called Glosser Brothers Holiday Tales. It's 522 pages long, and it's coming out just in time for the holidays. Well, well in advance of the holidays, but you can get it as a gift. Give it as a gift. Keep it as a gift for yourself. And it has all the Glosser Brothers holiday stories collected in one place. So that's Christmas at Glosser's, Valentine's Day at Glosser's, 4th of July at Glosser's, Thanksgiving at Glosser's, Halloween at Glosser's, all these stories, plus two novelettes that you can only get in this book. There's New Year's Day at Glosser's and St. Patrick's Day at Glosser's. And every one of these stories is very different. Every one of them is set in a different time period with different characters. The only thing that doesn't change is the setting of the Glosser Brothers department store. And also, a lot of local Johnstown landmarks are featured in these books. So if you know Johnstown at all, you'll love these books. I feature places that you'll know well, especially places from yesteryear. So Brownie Sub Shop is featured in there, for example, which is long gone, but was well loved in its day, is still thought of, still remembered very, very fondly. Coney Island, of course, is still in downtown Johnstown. That's in there. There's a lot of classic stores, Penn Traffic department stores in there, and GB discount stores, which were an offshoot of the Glosser Brothers Company, and a lot of landmarks, Point Stadium, a lot of historical landmarks as well. You know, we talk about the flood, talk about the filming of Slapshot, you know, that classic Paul Newman movie about minor league hockey, that's in there. So if you love that kind of stuff, you're going to love this book. It's coming really soon. I'll keep you apprised. I'll add it to the comments as it's available. But it's like so close to being published. You can feel it. It's almost there. It's done. It's packed up. It's been submitted. I just have to get an exact date when you can order it. But you're going to love that book. Glosser Brothers Holiday Tales. I'll be talking a lot more about that in podcasts and interviews and marketing and all that sort of thing in weeks and months to come. So stay tuned for that. What else do I have going on right now? Quite a bit, actually. One of my poems, a crime poem of mine, titled Murder by the Numbers, appears in the current issue 93 of Yellow Mama, which you can access online for free. It's up there for nothing. And it's a piece that I think you're going to really enjoy. It's sort of the personification of noir. The editor loved it. She's Cindy Rosmus is her name. She's an awesome, very talented editor, and really puts together a wonderful package there. Now, the only catch is some of the content is a little on the explicit side. So, you know, watch. If you're easily offended, tread lightly. Be careful. But I hope you'll check it out. Murder by the Numbers. Or just Google that. Murder by the Numbers and Yellow Mama and Shoshonic. You'll come up with it. I also have a story in a new book coming out called Alternative Holidays. That story is called Chinese New Year's Resolution. It's a story that's been a long time in the making. It's gone through a lot of iterations. It's finally being published. So check that out, Alternative Holidays. I'm pretty sure it's not available just yet. It's almost available. So watch out for that. And I have a story in the next Pulp House titled Space. The 1970s Must Die. And that originally appeared in Space 1975, the anthology that I put out a couple of years back. You will love that. It's just a freaked out, wild sci-fi, time travel, bizarro, crazy, cool story. Really a wild ride. You'll love that too. Because you're my friend and you listen to my podcast. And if you are such a person, you will love such a tale. So there you go. Now, it's come time for the last word. I'm going to make this a relatively abbreviated edition of the Introverted Exhibitions podcast. I'd like to talk just for a minute about something else that's come to mind while I've been riding on this trail. And that is, the writing path is indeed even more like a biking path than you might think, because it branches off in all directions. You might be on the exact same path as other people, but going a different direction or at a different rate. So what I'm trying to say is, as you might have heard before in reference to other things, perhaps, your mileage may vary, right? It all depends on which route you take, which direction you go. You know, you might get in for an all uphill ride. You might get in for an all downhill ride, maybe a little of both. Probably a little of both. It's rarely one or the other exclusively. But it all depends which direction you go. And there are other paths that branch off and they run in parallel, in tandem. You can branch off. You might go start off on one path and zoom off on a spur and end up on a completely different path, somewhere you never anticipated going. And it might be a much more wonderful place, even than the one you thought you were going to arrive at to begin with. So the point of all this mumbo jumbo is, once you set out on the writing path, remain open to the possibilities. Okay? Remain open to the possibilities. That's what I try to do. And what that means to me is that I write a wide range of things across the different genres, different styles, different techniques, whatever I'm enamored with at any given time. It makes it interesting for me, and it opens up different possibilities for me. Now, does it limit me sometimes? Yes. I think sometimes if I had stayed on one road unswervingly, as many do, perhaps I would have found a bigger audience by now and had a bigger career. But you know, I've enjoyed the ride, and it's always possible to focus in more as you get further down the road. Who's to say you might not choose to get on the expressway at any given time, or jump off the expressway and go on the road less traveled, the long and winding road of writing. And I don't think I could possibly close this podcast with a more appropriate metaphor than the one given us by the beloved British lads, the Madcap Mop Tops, the Beatles, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, of course. Paul said it best, I think, when he came up with that song, or as much of it as he created himself. The long and winding road, that is what writing is. You know, it swerves this way and that. It goes all over the place. You never really know where you're going to end up or how things are going to happen. You can try. You can try to predict it. You can write to market. Write what seems to be selling best. You can write in series. You can advertise, spend loads of money advertising, marketing, positioning your work, positioning yourself. You can do all the right things and you still don't know where you're going to end up. It's so different from so many other professions and paths in life. There's no other like it, but in the end, I think that's probably what makes it so wonderful. And on that note, I bid you adieu from the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. I hope you'll tune in again next time for our next fantabulous edition, which you know, probably won't be on the bike trail. Maybe it'll be from a swimming pool. No, I doubt that. That wouldn't work out, would it? No, iPhone says no. It's shaking its screen. No. So, stay tuned. Keep up your creative work. Whatever it is, as long as you're not hurting somebody else. And remember to be good to yourselves and others. And I'll talk to you next time here on the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. Cast. Great reverb effect, huh? See you soon. Bye.